Brothers and sisters,
上次从上次开始，我开始穿这套制服。
So since the last time I've been wearing this uniform,
有些弟兄姐妹就来问我，你这是不是天主教的制服？
And some brothers and sisters ask whether this is a Catholic priest outfit.
那我们在很多电影上看天主教的神父都穿这样，是吧？
You know, in a lot of movies, the priests wear this kind of outfit.
这个也是我们长老会传统的制服。
This is actually a Presbyterian minister's outfit as well.
那么这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
那么第二个原因，我为什么穿这个？ 这是以为这是在我就职典礼上面弟兄姐妹送我的礼物。
The second reason is because this is what brothers and sisters have given to me as a gift in my installation.
所以我穿上的时候，我心里面就特别的温暖。
So when I wear this, I feel very warm in my heart.
我感受到你们的支持。
I feel your presence and your support.
所以我想我以后就穿这个。So
I will wear this from now on.
好，我们今天是路加福音的1章5到25节。Today
our scripture is from Luke chapter 1 verses 5 through 25.
我们一起来看神的话语。Let's
look at the word of God.
我们一起来用起音的方式来读，我来读单数节，然后弟兄姐妹读双数节。Let's
read this in a responsive manner. I'll read the odd number verses, and brothers and sisters can read the even number verses.
第五节，当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司，名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙白。They
were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord.
第七节，只是没有孩子，因为以利沙白不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。Now
while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty.
照祭司的规矩，至谦得进主殿烧香。
And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense.
有主的使者站在香坛的右边，向他显现。
And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him.
天使对他说：“撒加利亚，不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。你的妻子以利沙白要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。”
And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.
他在主面前将要为大，但酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满。And
he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord, their God.
他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的前面，为叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义日的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
And Zechariah said to the angel, How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years.
十九节，天使回答说，我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差而来，对你说话，将这好消息报给你。
And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time.
21节，百姓等候撒加利亚，诧异他许久在殿里。And
when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute.
23，他供职的日子已满，就回家去了。And
when his time of service was ended, he went to his home.
说，主在眷顾我的日子。 这样看待我，要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。我们一起祷告。Let's
pray.
天父亲爱的主啊，我们今天来到你的面前，我们把这段的经文交托在你的手中。Oh
Lord, Father, as we come before you, we commit this passage of scripture into your hands.
我们求你的圣灵来帮助我们，帮助我们来理解，帮助我们来明白。We
pray that your Holy Spirit will help us and to illumine us and to help us to understand.
我们求你在我们的当中居首位掌王权。We
pray that you will have the highest honor and seat in amongst us.
主啊，我们也求你的圣灵来帮助孩子，能够在这里忠心的、放胆的传讲你的话语。We
pray that the Holy Spirit will bless the speaker that he can speak with authority and faithfulness.
主啊，我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。We
pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们在之前曾经花了一个多月的时间，我们讲到。 我们花了一个多月的时间，我们讲完了马拉基书，旧约的最后一卷书。
Previously, we spent about a month's time preaching the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi.
马拉基是大概是在公元前400多年的一位先知，然后他是在当时是在波斯王的以色列是在波斯王的统治下面。
And Malachi was a prophet about 400 BC, and at that time Israel was under the empire of the Persians.
那在波斯之后是希腊的亚历山大兴起，然后就击败了波斯。
After the Persian Empire came the Greek Empire, and under Alexander he defeated the Persian Empire.
但是亚历山大没过多久就死了，他死了之后，他的希腊的王国分裂成四个王国。
But Alexander died thereafter shortly, and then his kingdom was split into four kingdoms.
然后和以色列相关的是两个王国，就是他在北边的塞琉古和在南边的托勒密。
And so there's two kingdoms that concerns Israel, and the north is the Syracuse, and in the south is the Ptolemy kingdom.
所以北边的那个塞琉古和南边的托勒密，他们经常要打仗。他们打仗的时候必然要经过以色列，必然要经过巴勒斯坦这块地方。
And so this northern and southern kingdom, they're at war with each other, and they have to go through Israel when having war.
所以这就成为以色列的一个苦难。
This became a suffering for Israel.
那么后来就是以色列当中就是他们有一个马加比的起义，建立马加比王朝。
Then after that, there's a Maccabean revolution. There was a Maccabean kingdom for a while.
但在马加比王朝的时候，就是罗马帝国的军队过来，就攻陷了耶路撒冷。
And during this Maccabean Empire, the Roman Empire came and took over Israel.
所以以色列就在罗马的统治下面。
And so Israel fell under the authority and the empire of Rome.
这就是在路加福音一章的历史背景。
This is the background of the Gospel of Luke.
那从马拉基到路加福音一章所发生的事情中间有四百多年。
So from the book of Malachi to the Gospel of Luke, there was about 400 years of gap.
在四百多年当中，神没有向以色列差遣一个先知。
And during this 400 years, God has not sent a single prophet to Israel.
神没有向以色列说话。
God has not spoken to Israel.
神沉默了四百年。
And God was silent for 400 years.
在第五节我们看到当犹大王希律的时候，那么犹大王希律是他有犹太人和以东人的血统。
And so in verse 5 it says, in the days of Herod, king of Judea, Herod, this king, he has the bloodline of Edomites and also as a Jew.
他是被当作犹太人来抚养长大，所以他自认的为他是个犹太人。
He was brought up as a Jew, so he think of himself as a Jew.
他也重修了圣殿。
And he also rebuilt the temple.
但是犹太人不认为他是犹太人。
But the Jews does not recognize him as king.
那么希律还有一个特点，就是他非常的残忍，他杀害了很多有名的拉比，而且他杀害了他自己家的人，他杀了他的太太以及他的几个孩子。
Herod was also very violent. He killed many of the priests. He even killed his own family members, his wife and his children.
那么希律王是罗马的一个分封王，他是在罗马的统治下面。
So, but Herod is a king under the division of Rome. So he's under the authority of a Roman Empire.
所以在希律王统治的时候，在亚比亚班里面有一个祭司，这个祭司叫撒加利亚。
And so in the times of Herod, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abia.
在大卫建立大卫王朝的时候，在大卫刚刚登基做王之后，他把祭司分成24班。
So when David became king, he divided the priests into 24 divisions.
然后亚比亚班是属于第八班。
Abia was the eighth division of the priests.
然后每一个班里面的祭司，他们都会抽签，然后来决定是今天是哪一个祭司要进到那个圣所里面来去烧香。
And each of the division, the priests will have to cast lot to decide who is to go into the temple to put the incense.
我们知道圣殿里圣殿的结构，然后外面是圣所，在圣所里面有那个有陈设饼，有金灯台，还有一个金香炉。
We know that the structure of the temple, the outside is the holy place. There is the altar of incense. There's the lampstand, and there is also the bread of the presence.
然后里面是至圣所。
And inside there is the most holy place.
那么这个金香炉就是在那个至圣所的门口。
This altar of incense is just right at the entrance of the most holy place.
所以每天的话，祭司他们都会抽签，抽出一个祭司来，每天早上9点钟和下午3点钟要。进到这个圣所里面去烧香。
So the priest will cast lot every day from at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to choose who is to go in to put the incense in the temple.
那么撒加利亚是亚比亚班里面的一个祭司，他的太太也是亚伦的后人，叫伊丽莎白。
And Zechariah is a priest of the division of Abia, and his wife was daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
那么圣经里面说，他们两个都是义人，而且在主面前遵守一切的诫命礼仪，是没有可以指摘的。
And the Bible says that they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord.
这也就是说，他们做得很好，而且他们是遵守一切的诫命。
That is to say, they are very good and they obey by all the commandments.
但是有一点，就是他们没有孩子。
But there is one point, they had no child.
他们年纪已经很大了，但是就是没有孩子。
They were very advanced in years, but they have no children.
我们知道，如果在当时那个中东的那个文化里面，在近东那个文化里面，不管是在旧约还是在路加，在耶稣的诞生的那个时期，如果没有孩子是一件很羞耻的事情。
We know that in the Near Eastern culture, whether it's in the Old Testament or in the New Testament period, if there is no children for them, it's a very shameful thing.
因为在圣经上告诉我们说，孩子是耶和华所赐的产业，是耶和华给我们的祝福。
Because the Bible says that children are inheritance from the Lord, it's a blessing from the Lord.
所以你想想，如果他们是个很敬虔的人，但是他们没有孩子，别人会怎么说
？So if they are really pious but they don't have children, what do you think the rest will say?
别人可能会说他的敬虔是假的，他是虚伪的，然后所以他们就会觉得很羞耻。
Perhaps others will say that their piety is fake and they are very ashamed of it.
所以很多的时候，我们常常在我们的生活当中。在我们的教会当中，我们也会犯这样的错误。
So many times in our lives, or even the church, we'll commit the same mistake.
我们会经常把苦难和罪等同划等号。
We'll always equate suffering to our sinfulness.
在我原来的教会里面，在我在国内的教会里面，有一个姐妹，她的生命很好。
In my church back in China, there was a sister who has a very pious life.
她是个非常热心的姐妹。
She was a very fervent Christian.
但是就有一点不好。
But there is one point that is not good.
就是每次有哪些弟兄姐妹生病，或者有些灾难发生、苦难发生在他们身上的时候，这个姐妹就去会到他们的弟兄姐妹面前说：“你们要悔改。”
So, there was a point when if there is any suffering among the brother and sister, she will always go to that brother or sister who's suffering and tell them that you need to repent.
所以我们常常会把苦难或者一个灾难，然后和罪划等号。
We always equate this suffering together with our sinfulness.
其实不是那么简单。
Actually, it's not that simple.
那么我们今天的话，我们不会再，我们如果没有孩子，我们不会再觉得羞耻。
Today, of course, if we do not have children, we do not feel ashamed anymore.
但是我们有类似的事情。
But we have similar things.
如果你是一个牧师，如果你的孩子不敬虔，如果你的孩子悖逆的话，弟兄姐妹会怎么看？
If you are a pastor, but your children is rebellious and it doesn't obey you, what do you think the brothers and sisters will?
如果你是一个长老，你的孩子不听你的话的话，你的孩子明显有问题的话，弟兄姐妹会怎么看
？If you are an elder, but your children is in rebellion, what do you think the brothers and sisters will look upon you?
弟兄姐妹，我问你们，你们会怎么看这样的长老？你们会怎么看这样的牧师
？Brothers and sisters, how do you view these ministers?
我们知道那个铁证带派那个作者麦道卫吗？
We know that Lee Strobel, the author of Evidence of All Things.
Yeah. 那有一天，麦道卫的女儿告诉他麦道卫，她说：“爸爸，我怀孕了。”
So one day, the daughter tells the father that I'm pregnant.
但是她没有结婚。
But she's not married.
那麦道卫一下子就傻了。
And this author was stunned.
我是个牧师啊，我的女儿怎么能怀孕呢
？I'm a pastor. How can my daughter be pregnant?Out of wedlock.
我们知道，我们不知道你们知道有一个很有名的牧师叫 John Miller 或者叫 Jack Miller.
I don't know if you heard of a pastor by the name of Jack Miller.
他是那个 New Life 支坛网络的创办者。
He's the founder of the New Life website.
最重要的是，他认为是 PCA 的牧师。
And of course, he's a PCA pastor.
那么他的女儿。前后，他女儿在十八岁的时候，他的女儿就甩门而出，然后说：“我不愿意再做一个基督徒，我要自由。”
And his daughter at the age of 18 rebelled and said, "I don't want to be a Christian. I want to be free."
然后前后和三个男的同居。
And she stayed. We cohabited with three men.
但是 Jack Miller 没有因此不再接纳他的女儿，他是开放他的家庭，邀请他的女儿以及他的那个 他女儿的男朋友一起来到他家庭里面来吃饭。
But Jack Miller did not reject his daughter. On the contrary, he opened up his house and invited his daughter back and also with her boyfriend as well.
那麦道卫当时也没有责备他的女儿，而是说抱着他的女儿，然后为他女儿什么事情发生。
And the previous daughter, McDavid, he did not rebuke his daughter, but he embraced her and to encourage her.
所以我们在这里看到很多事情不是那么简单的。
Over here, we see that many things are not as simple as it seemed.
那么很多人就责备 Jack Miller 说：“你是个牧师，你怎么能够放纵你的女儿道德上的堕落呢？”
Many have rebuked Jack Miller and said that you are a pastor. How can you allow your daughter to be in such immorality?
那 Jack Miller 就说：“耶稣来的时候，他和妓女和税吏在一起。”
And Jack Miller said, when Jesus came, he was together with the prostitute and the sinners.
那后来他的女儿悔改，他的女婿也悔改，成为一个牧师。
Eventually, his daughter repented, and even his son-in-law became a pastor.
Jack Miller 后来就写了一本书叫《回来吧，芭芭拉》。
And Jack Miller then wrote a book called Return, Barbara.
很多人应该看过这本书。
Perhaps many of you have read the book.
这是在美国很畅销的一本书。
It's a very best-selling book in America.
那在约翰福音的九章，那么有一个瞎子。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 9, there was a blind man.
这个瞎子生来就是瞎眼的。
And this blind man was born blind.
那么耶稣就问他的门徒，那是因为这个人的罪呢，还是因为他父母的罪？
And Jesus asked his disciples, is it because of his sin or is it because of the sins of his ancestors?
那耶稣说，这不是因为这个人的罪，也不是因为他父母的罪，乃是要在他的身上要显出神的荣耀来。
And Jesus answered that it's not because of his sin or nor because of the sins of his ancestors, but because the glory of God is to be manifested on him.
所以神的旨意何等的奇妙。
So how wonderful is the will of God?
所以我们不能简单的把那个苦难就和罪划等号。
We cannot just simply equate suffering with our sinfulness.
如果是这样的话，我想我这周就要好好的悔改。
If this is so, I have to repent this week.
因为我这周发生了两次车祸。
Because I had two accidents, car accidents today. This week.
那星期二，然后我在路上，在426上，在那里等红灯，我就通过反光镜就看到后面一辆卡车就撞过来。
And Tuesday on just by waiting at the red light, I saw a truck behind me, and it just came up and.
我就眼睁睁的看着它撞到我。
I look at it hitting my car.
然后昨天晚上，然后我太太在 Costco 趴车的地方，她在 banking 的时候，然后另外一辆车在 banking， 然后就撞到一起。
And so last night when my wife was at Costco when she was reversing, the other car was reversing as well, and they got into another accident.
如果是按照这个逻辑的话，我是不是要在神面前切切的悔改
？If I follow this logic, then I have to come before God and to repent of all my sins.
但是我也想神也借着这个事情来告诉我一些事情。
But also I believe that the Lord has taught me through these things.
那么以利沙白那个撒加利亚和以利沙白他们在神的面前是一个敬虔的人他们也是无可指摘的但是他们不生育
And Zechariah and Elizabeth these two they walked blamelessly in all the commandments before God but they were barren
那么这一天撒加利亚他抽签他抽中了他要进到圣殿里面去烧香
And that particular day, Zechariah has gotten the lot to go into the temple to put the incense.
当他进到圣殿里面的时候，他就遇到了一件非常奇怪的事情。
When he entered into the temple, he met with a strange thing.
他就看到有个天使站在那个香坛的旁边。
He saw an angel standing beside the altar of incense.
那撒加利亚就吓坏了。
And he was terrified.
非常害怕。
Very fearful.
那我在这里就想问撒加利亚为什么会害怕呢
？And I'm here asking why is he so terrified？
那我想其中一个原因就是因为他从来没想到他会在这里看到天使。
And one of the reasons is that he never expect an angel to be there。
四百年神没有对以色列说话了。
For 400 years God has not spoken to Israel。
但是就在今天他进到圣殿里的时候他看到天使站在香坛的右边
But at that day when he entered into the temple he saw the angel standing beside the altar of incense
撒加利亚是个祭司他是个属灵的领袖
And Zechariah is a priest he's a spiritual leader
所以他每天要在那个耶和华的殿中来侍奉神
So he has to serve the Lord every day in the temple
但是他从来没有想到在他的一生当中神会向他显现
But he has never expected that God would manifest himself to him in the temple
他从来没有想到他会在那里看到天使。
He never expected himself to see an angel there.
他从来没有想到他会遇见神。
And he never expected that he will meet with God.
所以我们今天是不是也是这样？
So is it the same with us today?
我们今天我们很多在教会里面侍奉的。
Today there are many of us who serve in the church.
我们来教会里面敬拜的。
We come to the church to worship.
我们去参加我们的 Bible study 的。
We go to our Bible study groups.
我们去祷告聚会的。
We go to prayer meeting groups.
但是我们从来没有想到我们在那里会遇见神。
But we never expect ourselves to meet God there.
我们只是例行公事而已。
We're just fulfilling our duty.
你去的时候，你有没有想到你今天在教会里面你会遇见神？
Have you think of yourself coming to the church and meet God today?
所以你去查经的时候，你有没有想到你在小组里面你会遇见神？
If you go to the Bible study group, are you expecting to meet God there?
你在祷告聚会的时候，你有没有想到你在那里会遇见神？
In the prayer meeting, are you expecting to meet God there?
我们今天在我们的工作当中，在我们的家庭当中，我们有没有去想过我们在那里会遇见神？
In our lives and our careers today, are we expecting to meet God there?
撒迦利亚一生在神的面前敬虔的服侍，但是他从来没有想到他会遇见神。
And Zechariah, he was serving the Lord for the whole of his life, but I've never expected that he would meet God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我不愿你们今天是这样的。
So I hope that you are not in this situation today.
所以他会害怕。
He was terrified.
然后这个时候天使就对他说，说你和你的太太要生一个小孩，你们要给他起名叫。
At this time, the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, and you and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall call his name John.
那撒迦利亚怎么回答？
And what did Zechariah reply?
撒迦利亚说，我凭什么相信你呢？
How can I believe you?
我凭什么知道呢？我和我太太都老了，我怎么会生孩子呢？
How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years.
很奇怪，对不对？
It's very weird, isn't it?
那么天使对他说：“你的祷告已经被神垂听了，所以你们要生一个小孩叫约翰。”
And the angel said, "Your prayers have been heard by God, so you will bear a son, and you will call him John."
所以撒迦利亚和他的太太切切地向神祈求，给他们一个孩子。
And John and his wife is, Zechariah and his wife have been praying for a son.
但是天使对他说的时候，他却不信。
But when the angel told him that your prayers have been heard, he did not believe.
你不信，你求什么？
Then if you do not believe, why do you pray?
对你不信，你为什么向神祷告呢？
If you do not believe, why do you pray to God?
我们都听过一个遇见的故事。
We've heard a story before.
我们说有一个地方，他们一个教会里面，就是他们常年干旱，所以教会里面牧师要带领大家来求雨。
And so, a certain place there was a drought, and so the pastor was there leading a prayer for rain.
但是在祷告的当中，他们又看见一个小女孩带了一把雨伞。
And so during the prayer, he did not see a little girl bringing in an umbrella.
他们就为这个小女孩说，天气那么晴，太阳那么大，你带雨伞干嘛？
And they asked the little girl, the sun is so hot, why are you bringing an umbrella?
小女孩就说，我们不是向神求雨吗？
Then the little girl said, aren't we praying for rain?
那么这个故事虽然在逻辑上不是很完美。
Of course, logically, it's not very good.
因为谁有可能也不听我们的祷告，对不对？
Because God may not listen to our prayer as well.
神不是不听，神有的时候也不会应允我们的祷告。
God perhaps does not follow what we pray for in our.
但是这个故事告诉了我们，就是很多的时候我们在神面前祈求，但是我们心里面是不信的。
But this story tells us that many times we come before the Lord and pray, but we do not believe it in our heart.
说撒迦利亚在神面前祈求，但是他心里面是不信的。
So Zechariah has been praying before God, but in his heart he did not believe.
那么今天在我们的生活当中，我们有很多奇妙的事情，很多我们看来是偶然的事情，很多我们看来是巧合的事情。
And many things in our life today we deem as coincidental or very wonderful.
我上次给大家分享到，就是说我在 THM 毕业的最后那一两个月，我遇到一个难处。
And the last time I shared, after my THM, I've met with difficulties.
我的论文导师都说 OK 了，没问题了。
All my TSAs is OK. Your THM paper is good.
那结果却被那个我们的写作中心抓住，说你的英语不好。
But our writing center detained me and said that your English is not good enough.
所以我就眼看着那个 deadline 是一天一天的来临，然后但是我没有办法，心里愁啊。
So I'm faced with this difficulty every day.
所以当时我在神面前祈求，我心里面就有一个感受，我说神是不是要让我在这个过程当中来学习怎样去认识我们这位神，学习怎样去依靠他。
At that time, I was have a prayer in my heart. I was asking whether God wants me to learn how to come to know Him, how to submit to Him through this process.
当我正在这么想的时候，然后有一次我去偶然去一个 Chinese， 去我们的中国餐馆吃饭。
So when I was still thinking in this matter, I coincidentally went to a Chinese restaurant.
中国餐馆有一个特点，就是饭后有那个 fortune cookie， 是吧？
So Chinese restaurant will have these fortune cookies for you at the end.
我打开那个 fortune cookie， 结果一看，那上面写的就是 "Sometimes journey itself is more important than the end of it."
Sorry，
这我的英语还是不好，是吧？
他就说，有的时候那个过程是比那个结果更重要。
Oh, so when I open the fortune cookie, it says sometimes the process is better than the end.
我说怎么这么奇妙？好像就是对我说的。
This is.Just to me.
所以我相信神有的时候会用这些事情来对我们说话。
So I believe God will communicate to us in matters of His revelation, in general revelation.
我们小春坐在这里，小春上次告诉我一个他的事情。
Our brother 小春 here, he told me once before of his story.
就是他们去看一个房子，然后那个房子有一个橱柜，好像都玻璃的，对不对？
They went to a house and there was a cupboard that's made of glass.
然后橱柜上面有些玩具，所以他们的小孩看到那个玩具就爬在那个橱柜上面要去拿那个玩具。
So there were some toys at the top of the cupboard, and the children, when they saw the toys, they wanted to climb up the glass cupboard.
但这个橱柜就倒下来。
And then the glass cupboard collapsed.
你要想想那个后果是会怎么样
？You can imagine how
玻璃碎了会怎么样
？It's glass
在小孩子的身上
，on the child.
但是就很奇怪，那个橱柜下面的门开了，然后就撑在那里。
But、
所以那个橱柜就没倒的，就成了这个样子。
So miraculously, the cupboard door opened, and then it just slanted and it just stuck there.
小春，我讲的对不对？所以很多时候很奇妙的事情，很多很小的事情，很奇妙的事情发生在我们的周围，但我们觉得那个是偶然，我们觉得那个是巧合。
So many times these coincidental and wonderful things happen around us, but we think them as just things that happen by chance.
我们不愿意相信那个是神的保守，那个是神的带领。
We do not want to believe that this is the providence of God, the preservation of God.
那以斯帖记里面有很多巧合。
And in the book of Esther, there's many coincidental incidents.
在以斯帖记里面从来没有出现神这个字。
In the book of Esther, there was not one mention the name of God.
但是在整本书里面你会看到那个神是无处不在的。
But in the whole book, you will see that God is omnipresent.
所以在它里面有很多恰巧，有很多偶然。
And throughout the book, there is many coincidental incidents that happen.
那么莫迪改就恰巧听见两个人在那里说悄悄话，要谋害那个波斯王亚哈孙鲁。
And Mordecai, he was just at the nick of time, he heard two person talking about murdering the king.
我想那个真的很奇怪，那个两个人在做一件翻天覆地的事情，在那说悄悄话都能被莫迪改听到。
This two person was discussing a treason secret, but then it was heard by Mordecai.
所以莫迪改就这样就救了亚哈随鲁王。
And so Mordecai saved the king Ahasuerus in this way.
然后当时有一个以东人叫哈曼，哈曼就是因为莫迪改对他不恭敬，他要求莫迪改每次见到他都要跪下，但莫迪改不做。
And there was a man named Haman, Edomite, who wanted Mordecai to worship him, but Mordecai didn't want to.
所以哈曼就想杀莫迪改，而且并且要杀莫迪改所有的族人，就是以色列人。
So Haman wanted to kill Mordecai, and not just himself, but his whole tribe, all the Jews.
所以哈曼就在他自己家的后院里面，然后做了很高的木架。他说：“我要把莫迪改挂在这个架子上面。”
And Haman constructed a very tall gallows at the back of his house. He wanted to hang Mordecai there.
所以那天晚上他就去求见亚哈随鲁，让亚哈随鲁就是亚哈随鲁下命令把莫迪改挂在那个木架上面。
And on the particular night, he wanted to plead for the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows.
但是很奇怪，那个亚哈随鲁晚上那天晚上就是睡不着觉。
But coincidentally, King Ahasuerus was sleepless that night.
他睡来睡去就是睡不着。
He couldn't sleep.
所以他就翻开历史书，他翻开历史书一看，然后看到莫迪改救他的那一段。
So he read through the records, and through the records, he saw that Mordecai saved him from the treason.
所以他就问他的臣仆，我们有没有赏赐过莫迪改？
So he asked his servant, have we rewarded this Mordecai?
那么正在这个时候，哈曼来见亚哈随鲁王。
And just at this time, Haman came in to look for the king.
那么亚哈随鲁就问哈曼说：“王所喜悦的人该如何待他？”
And so Ahasuerus asked Haman, how must the king treat those whom he honor?
哈曼以为亚哈随鲁王在讲他呢。
Haman thought that the king was referring to himself.
所以哈曼就说：“你要给他骑上那个高大的马，然后给他穿上好的衣服，然后让人走在那个马前，说这是王所在城里面走，然后说这是王所喜悦的人。”
So Haman said, "You have to do this elaborate thing to clothe him in robes and put him on a horse and to let people know that he's the one person honored by the king."
那亚哈随鲁王就说：“那你就这样去对待哈莫迪改吧。”
And as Ahasuerus says that you are to do this to Mordecai.
所以哈曼就不得不走在那个马前面。然后在满城里面说莫迪改，然后这是王所喜悦的人。
So Haman has to say that he lead the horse and to tell all the people in the city that this is Mordecai, the one whom got, the king honored.
你说怎么会有那么多恰巧的事情？
So how can this be also coincidental?
所以整个以色列记就是一个很大的恰巧，很大的偶然。
And this, the book of Esther is a very big book of coincidental incidents.
就恰好瓦那个亚哈随鲁王的先前的皇后瓦提什在那一个阶段被废。
And at that period of time, coincidentally, his queen Vashti was demolished at the time, dethroned at the time.
恰巧就在那个时候，以斯帖做皇后。
And at that time, Esther became the queen.
所以以斯帖才有机会来拯救整个以色列人。
And then Esther has this chance to save her whole tribe.
所以在人看来，很多事情是偶然，很多事情是偶合，但是在神没有偶然。
So to us, it may seem like things that's happening by chance, but not so with God.
那 Westminster Confession 里面，就是我们西敏的信条里面说，所有的事情，神从起初就定了所有的事情。
So in the Westminster Confession, it says that God has set everything before time.
所以在神来说没有偶然。
So in God, there is no coincidence.
圣经上告诉我们说，如果神不允许，我们的头发一根也不会掉在地上。
The Bible says, if God does not allow, not even a strand of hair will drop from our head.
所以我们今天，我们要回到神的面前。我们在思想，我们是不是和撒迦利亚一样？我们虽然在神面前祈求，但我们的心里面是不信的。
So today, when we come before the Lord, we are to discern ourselves. Are we like Zechariah? Are we praying before God, but we do not believe?
虽然有很多奇妙的事情发生在我们的周围，但是我们会把它归结为偶然。我们会把它归功给那个幸运的女神。
Perhaps there's many marvelous things happening around us, but we always attribute it to the Lady Luck.
我们抢夺了神的荣耀，把它归给假神。
We have robbed the glory of God and given it to a deity.
但是这不是这一段经文的重点。
But this is not the main point of this scripture.
这段经文的重点是什么呢？
What is the main point here?
这段经文的重点是说，你们要生一个孩子，要给他起名叫约翰。这个约翰要使以色列人回转，许多人要因他的出生喜乐。
And this point is that you are to bear a son, and you shall name his name John. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
所以约翰要使叫以色列人回转，这就想起让我们想起在马拉基书四章的五到六节，马拉基的预言。
And John, who is to turn the people back to God, reminds us of Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 to 6.
那个在那里，马拉基说：“看那耶和华大而可畏的日子来到以前。”
And at that point in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes."
我要差遣我的先知以利亚到你们那里去，他要必要使父亲的心转向儿女，使儿女的心转向父亲。
And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers.
所以约翰就是那个应许的，就是那预言里面所应许的以利亚。
So this John is the prophesied Elijah in Malachi.
所以约翰来的目的是要使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And John, when he came, is to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
如果我们再往前追溯，我们可以追溯到公元前700多年以赛亚的预言。
If we go back further at 700 BC, we can look at the prophecies of Isaiah.
以赛亚在以赛亚书40章5到7节是说，在旷野有人声喊着说，当预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
And in Isaiah 40, verses 5 to 7, over here it says, And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it. A voice says, cry. And I shall say, what shall I cry? And there is a voice in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And John is this person who is preparing the way for the Lord.He's the one who is making straight the paths in the wilderness. So the birth of John is just not an ordinary birth of a son.
在旧约的时候，以色列人盼望着弥赛亚的来临，盼望着弥赛亚国度的来临。
In the Old Testament, the people were waiting for the Messiah to come and waiting for the kingdom of Messiah to come.
约翰的降生代表着一个新时代的开始。
And the birth of John marked the new era.
代表着弥赛亚国度的来临。
It marked the coming of the kingdom of the Messiah.
所以约翰是神的国度的前奏。
So John is the prelude for the kingdom of God.
所以约翰，所以在这段经文里面，在十七节说，是约翰是在前面为主预备何用的百姓的。
And so over here in verse 17, it says he is to go before the Lord and to prepare the people of the Lord.
然后在约翰福音里面，约翰一章二十七节，约翰自己也说，他是说，在我后面有一位要用圣灵与火与你们施洗，我就是给他解鞋带也不配。
In John chapter 1, verse 27, John the Baptist himself say, there is the one who comes after me, the strap of those whose sandal I am not worthy to untie.
所以约翰的降生是一个序曲。
So the birth of John is a prelude.
是一个国度的序曲。
It's a prelude for the kingdom.
约翰不是主角。
John is not the main character.
主角是耶稣基督。
The main character is Jesus.
耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候，他以他完全的说服，在世上33年完全的说服，完成了神与人所立的约。
When Jesus came with his total obedience of his 33 years of life, he became the sacrifice of God.
所以耶稣基督来到我们这里的时候，就把神的国度带到我们的当中。
So when Jesus came amongst us, he brought the kingdom of God to us.
所以我们现在是在神的国度的里面。
So we are now in the kingdom of God.
所以因着耶稣基督所做的一切，我们今天能够再次来到神的面前，我们能够再次能够称呼他为阿爸父。
And because of the work of Jesus Christ, we can come before the Lord once again, and we can call him Abba Father. So John is the prelude to this kingdom.
And
the last point we want to say is that when John was conceived, the Holy Spirit filled him while he was still in the womb.
在十五节里面
verse 15 it says.
然后我们在后面我们看到，当耶稣出生的时候，耶稣是被圣灵感孕，童女玛利亚所生。
And so we know that the birth of Jesus was born of a virgin of Mary.
然后我们在后面看到，当耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵仿佛鸽子。
And then when we saw the baptism of Jesus, we see the Holy Spirit like a dove descending upon Jesus.
这就是应验了以赛亚的预言，就是圣灵要降临在他的受膏者的身上，然后完全没有限制的降临在他受膏者的身上。
And so this fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that the Holy Spirit will come upon the anointed one unendingly.
然后同样是路加所写的使徒行传，在路加在使徒行传的一章八节，那耶稣在升天之前对他的门徒说，你们在这里等候。
And the same book of Acts that Luke has wrote in chapter 1 verse 8, he says that Jesus was telling his disciples, you are to wait here.
然后当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候，你们就得着能力，从耶路撒冷、犹大地一到撒玛利亚，直到地极做的见证。
And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以我们在这里看到弥赛亚的国度是一个圣灵的国度。
So we see that the kingdom of the Messiah is the kingdom of the Spirit.
所以圣灵是在这个国度当中运行的。
And the Holy Spirit is working among this kingdom.
所以圣灵的工作非常的重要。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit is very important.
所以这是一个圣灵的时代。
This is the time of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们这是一个圣灵的时代，所以今天我们要切切的来追求被圣灵的充满。
And so today, brothers and sisters, we are to come before and to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那今天我们在教会里面工作的时候，因为我们教会里面有很多的是受过 higher education， 很多的 PhD。
So because a lot of us among in the church are vocational higher education from PhDs，
所以我们很容易就会常常觉得我们会依靠我们自己的能力，会依靠我们自己的聪明。
It's easy for us to depend on our wisdom or our knowledge。
但是我们在这里看到神的国度是在圣灵是在那里运行的。
But we see that in the kingdom it's the spirit that's working。
所以今天我们要去依靠圣灵的能力。
So we are to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit today。
我们要切切的去追求被圣灵充满。
We are to pursue for the filling of the Holy Spirit。
然后在这段时间我就发现就是我们教会当中可能我会我自己的一个感觉，也不光是我的感觉，包括我太太还有吴长老的感觉。我们会发现撒旦的工作非常的猖狂。
So in this time period, when it's not just my feeling in this church, but also with some elders and my wife, that the Satan is working in the church as well.
那撒旦在这攻击我们的弟兄姐妹。
Satan is attacking our brothers and sisters.
我看到我们的宝宝的姐妹生病，然后在医院里面查不出什么东西。
We see that our sister is being sick, but it cannot be diagnosed what's the cause.
我看到冰冰也住院，也查不出什么东西。
We see another sister has been sick, but we don't know what's the cause as well.
战华发烧了。
And brother 战华 is sick with fever.
我一周出了两次事故。
It was two accidents for me in a week.
所以我们要来到神的面前，我们要切切的向神祷告。
We are to come before the Lord and to pray fervently before Him.
我们要切切的依靠圣灵的能力。
We are to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么如何追求被圣灵充满呢
？And how can we pursue this filling of the Holy Spirit？
那保罗在以弗所书的五章里面所说，你们要追求被圣灵充满，要常常用诗歌、颂词，口唱心和的来赞美神。
And Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 said that you have to pursue the filling of the Holy Spirit, and you have to encourage one another with psalms, songs, and spiritual hymns。
所以我们要追求被圣灵充满，我们不是坐在那里就被圣灵充满的，不是在家里看电视的时候就被圣灵充满的。
It doesn't mean that if you just sit there and be passive, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你要去读经。
You have to read the Bible.
你要去祷告。
You have to pray.
你要去团契。
You have to go to the small groups.
你要唱诗赞美主。
You have to sing song and to praise Him.
在我们做这些事情的时候，我们就可能会被圣灵充满。
And when we do these things, we may be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们都要切慕被圣灵充满。
And today, as we desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们教会我们这么多人在一起不容易。
So many of us here congregated together is not easy.
因为每个人都是罪人。
Because all of us are sinners.
撒旦会在我们当中工作。
And Satan will work among us.
撒旦会借着我们来。互相的攻击。
And Satan will attack one another of us.
这不是靠我们的能力，不是靠我们的聪明能够做到的。
It is not something that we can overcome with our own wisdom.
不是靠我们的聪明能力能够去抵挡的。
It is not something that we can gain victory over with our own wisdom.
只有依靠圣灵才能够抵挡。
It is only through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要来到神的面前，切切的祷告。
So we are to come before the Lord and to pray.
那么在周三祷告聚会的时候呢，安姐就。切切的说，就我们要祷告。
And on Wednesday prayer meeting, Sister Anne said that we are to pray fervently.
是的，我们要切切来到神的面前祷告，祈求圣灵来充满，祈求圣灵在我们的当中居首位掌王权。
Yes, we are to come and to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit that He may has the highest place, the honor in our hearts.
好，最后我对今天的讲道做一个总结。
And lastly, I'll conclude the sermon today.
那么神沉默了四百多年。
So God was silent for 400 over years.
那四百多年之后，神开始对又开重新开始对以色列人说话。
After this period of silence, God started to speak to the Israelites again.
那神对撒加利亚和以利沙白说，你们要生一个孩子，你们要给他起名叫约翰。
God said to Elizabeth and Zechariah, "You are to bear a son, and you are to call him John."
这不仅仅是一个这不简简简单的是一个孩子的出生。
This is not just the ordinary birth of a boy.
这是代表一个新时代的开始。
This is the beginning of a new era.
这是以色列人所盼望的弥赛亚国度的降临。
This is the kingdom that the Israelites have been waiting for.
这是国度的序曲。
This is the prelude of the kingdom.
但我们看到这个国度在国度里面那个重要的一个原则就是圣灵的工作。
And in this kingdom, we see the important principle of the working of the Holy Spirit.
三位一体的上帝以圣灵的形式住在我们的里面。
And the triune God in his third person indwells in us through the Spirit.
所以我们今天要切切追求被圣灵的充满。
So today we are to pursue to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们今天不是依靠我们的势力，也不是依靠才能，也不是依靠我们的聪明。
It is not through our power or our wisdom or our money.
但是我们是要依，我们要用我们的才能，要用我们的聪明。
But
而我们依靠的是圣灵。
But we are to use our skills and our knowledge, but we depend on the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要依靠耶和华的灵。
So we are to depend on the Spirit of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我愿我们能够成为一个祷告的教会。
And brothers and sisters, I hope that we can be a prayerful church.
我们能够彼此的带到。
We can pray for one another.
我们常常寻求被圣灵的充满。
And we always pray to be filled by the Spirit.
我们要这么做的时候，我们就必须常常的读经，常常的祷告，常常的团契，常常的唱诗赞美主。
And we were to do this, we are to always read the Bible, to sing the songs, to gather together in small groups, and to praise our Lord.
那耶稣恩有歌里面有一句话说，说有多少痛苦冤枉受。
And Jesus, our dearest friend, in the hymn, there is the line that says that there's so many sufferings that we have gone through.
这是因为我们没有到耶稣座前求。
It's because we did not come before the Lord and pray.
今天我们有很多的苦难，我们的家里面有很多的难处。
Today there is many sufferings and difficulties in our families.
这是因为我们没有到神的面前求。
It's because we did not come before the Lord and pray.
我们没有依靠圣灵的能力。
We did not depend on the power of the Spirit.
就愿我们的弟兄姐妹都能够常常来寻求被圣灵充满。
So may our brothers and sisters come to pursue to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你为我们所成就的这一切。
We give thanks to you for all that you have accomplished for us.
主啊，因着你在十字架上的牺牲。
Oh Lord, because of the sacrifice that you have given on the cross.
你把天国带到我们当中来。
You brought the heavenly kingdom amidst us.
主啊，我们今天就可以尝尝尝到那天国的滋味。
So that we can taste this heavenly kingdom.
主啊，你说你的担子是轻省的，你的轭是容易的。
Oh Lord, you said your burden is light and your burden is easy.
但是为什么我们今天常常这么苦呢？
But why are we suffering so much today?
因为我们没有到你的面前来向你祈求。
Because we did not come before you and to pray, O Lord.
因为很多时候我们祈求，我们心里也是不信。
Because even when we pray, we did not believe in our hearts.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
O Lord, may you forgive us.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
帮助我们相信。
Help us to believe.
帮助我们常常来到你的面前祷告。
Help us that we always come before you and pray.
帮助我们常常来到你的面前读经。
Help us to come before you to read your scripture.
帮助我们常常的团契。
And help us to have fellowship with one another.
帮助我们常常的唱诗赞美你。
Help us to praise and sing songs to you.
主啊，帮助我们用圣灵来充满我们。
Oh Lord, help us and may you fill us with your Holy Spirit.
让我们能够跟随圣灵的带领，能够过一个得胜圣洁的生活。
That we can follow the guiding of the Holy Spirit and to live a victorious life.
能够过一个平安喜乐的生活。
To live a peaceful and joyful life.
愿你的平安在我们的当中。
May your peace be with us.
听我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.